This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Check 1, 2, 3.
All right, back at the Advanced Selling Podcast. Brian, winding. Oh, I'm not done yet, and then I'll tell you. Winding down the year. We're in the 1st of December, and got an interesting show for you today. At least that's our judgment. Brian Neal is alongside me.
I am. I'm here. Do you know? Thanks for pointing me out. Mm-hmm. Do you know what tomorrow is?
Tomorrow is Friday. It's Friday the 4th.
It's the first day of birthday week for me.
Oh,
you remember
it is.
My family?
Yeah.
You do birthday week. All... We don't just do birthday. You do the birthday week.
And when is your birthday?
It's December 11th. Obviously, if it's the first day of birthday week, you get that.
Well, it could have been the 5th. Could have been the 7th. Could have been the 9th.
No, it's the first day of the week. 7 days. So 4th. It starts the week.
Oh, birthdays it's not. I thought you meant it's your week. Family have a bunch of birthdays.
Oh,
it's just
no,
your
no,
birthday.
No,
oh,
it's Big okay. Neil's birthday week okay. only. Yeah, it's just mine. No, it's all about me today.
All right.
Yeah, it's the start of birthday week. And this is a big one. You realize that, huh?
This 4?
4-0.
Oh, my God.
I'm switching generations. Oh. Yeah, here we go. See that?
Poor bastard.
There you go.
Good.
40.
Well,
so
happy birthday.
Happy birthday week. Thank you.
Yes.
We'll do another. We'll do a birthday Eve one next time.
Speaking of families in trouble. did I tell you about my daughter driving her car the other night?
You did, and you know what I was shocked by? You seemed like it was no big deal, and I'm thinking I would have been busting ass and still
really?
Busting ass. Oh, driving the car,
Anna,
the
you
risk?
Would say, oh, that's okay,
no
honey. How'd it go? Did you have
way.
A good time?
No
you
way.
Would. No. Well, she took
there's
the car
so much
out.
Risk she's... in driving a car for a kid. I mean, what if she gets in a wreck? Seriously,
she's
you're done. We're done.
She's 15, no and podcast. She took the car out, and you know.
At what point does that become a good idea? Even if you're 15,
there's nothing
we'll
about it that's
we'll
good.
We'll take my
but what are you
going
to do?
No big deal.
What are you going to do?
Ground her ass. She wouldn't see.
Well, she did
she
for a day.
Today for a day. But she got to keep her iPhone.
No,
in
she,
a room.
She got her iPhone. That was the hardest part. And she can't drive
so,
till
so
she's
what
19.
Do you say? Because my wife asked me. She goes, "Oh my God, what'd they do?" I go, "I don't think they did anything. They were just sort of laughing about it." So what do you
well,
do when your 15-year-old daughter takes the car out?
We weren't laughing about it, but we found out because she took pictures of herself in the driver's seat and then left the camera on the couch. And
oh,
Jane looked at
that
it.
That is funny.
So
kids
are funny. Yeah.
Funny
so people. Anyway, I don't want to spend a lot
okay,
more time
yeah,
on that.
But,
topic today.
Yep.
Do you have it? Oh, I have it.
You have the deal,
okay,
yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I was just at a client doing some coaching, and here's the situation. I'm anxious to hear how you would handle it. And
okay.
I think this applies to a lot of people. Most of our listeners do not sell low bid or not low price providers. Most of them are in the middle or at the high end.
Correct.
And so they probably run into the situation a lot. Here's the deal. My client is getting ready to go propose a solution that's 50% above where the his prospect is currently buying.
Okay.
For basically the same thing. It's in the insurance, commercial insurance business. There's a little bit of difference, but not a whole lot.
Okay.
But he's got such a sweetheart deal from his current insurance company, paying, let's just say, $60,000 in premium.
Okay.
My guy is going to go in at $95,000.
Interesting.
So 50% more, $30,000.
Yep.
And he said, when we first started working, he said, well, I've almost decided that it's not worth proposing. That's a big premium gap.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in and propose, and hopefully next year then, when it comes up for renewal again, I'll be able to have a better shot at
yeah.
it.
Yeah, gotcha.
And I said, well, let's not give up quite so quickly on
yeah.
this, because even though there's a premium difference, we don't know whether there's any pain yet.
Right.
We don't know if he loves his agent, maybe he hates his agent.
Yeah.
One of the things that my guy found out was there was a lot of misses. This agent had not reviewed the policies for several years, and this guy has built new buildings and all sorts of stuff. So this agent really has fallen down on the job. But how do you say that in a way that creates some kind of a compelling reason to change? And still, you got to deal with his 50% thing, because
yeah,
it's still
sure.
out there.
It's
50.
Out there.
It's a 50%.
No doubt. It is. Yeah. Called back from last time.
Yeah.
I like that. So. So do you want me to go?
So yeah, tell me how you would coach him.
And you may or may not have the answers here, but I'll tell you just sort of what comes to mind. So
it'll probably be exactly
first and foremost. My first question to your client is: talk to me a little bit about why we're even discussing this with this person. Where did this deal come from? Why is it even on the table? Why is the person even entertaining?
He had no idea. This client or this prospect had no idea his premiums were low. So as a personal friend, it's a friend.
Gotcha, good.
He says, hey, by the way, come take a look at my insurance someday.
Okay.
So that's how it started.
Good. So if I'm maintaining fierce objectivity, one of our mantras here, fierce objectivity, I'm looking at the circumstances and I'm looking at the things you just told me. So I'm looking at, okay, there were some big misses here. We're exposed, very exposed,
definitely,
right?
Definitely, yep.
Building burns down.
Yep, you're in trouble.
Forgot to,
a couple million dollars in trouble.
$2 million. Yeah, $2 million. So I'm looking at all those things. Those are just on the table objectively. Mm-hmm. Then I'm going to look at fee and economics, right? And I'm just going to talk through this with your – I'm going to coach your client to talk through this with his friend.
Okay.
And say, I've you know, taken a look at some things, and let me tell you just objectively what I found. Here's what I found. The first thing is I found from a – why you would even change in the first place. Here's some risk that you're carrying you may not have known that you carried mm-hmm. for how long. Yeah, didn't put the building on there. That was $2 million. If that would have burnt down, you would have been out $2 million, mm-hmm. case closed. This and that and the other. Now, here's the good side. You're getting a sweetheart deal. You're compared relative to what we would work this deal at fee wise. You're probably about 50% less. You're paying $60,000. You're going to pay us $95,000. The question back to you now is, knowing some of the risks that came along with this in the past, going forward, is an extra $30,000 premium worth the risk of being? Now, nothing happened, so you're not out any money. You know, right. It worked out for you. The question is, will it work out again, or can this person, you know, fix those for you? And do you trust them to move forward? So right. I'm getting excited, throwing my glasses.
You are. Yeah.
Do you trust them moving forward to make sure all the T's are crossed and I's are dotted?
Yeah.
And then I throw my glasses on and cross my arms.
Say, I'm done.
Yeah.
So what do you want
say,
me to
next,
do, sir?
Next. And then I get the contract out and I hand him a pencil and say, so I've already drawn up the documents.
The agent of record letter right is coming, yeah. coming flying in a paper airplane. Well, that's good, and you did it a lot quicker than I did because it took me 45 minutes to get there. It took you about five. So
well, it's because you teed it up. And
well, we talked about a lot of things, and those are all. But at the very end, I said, you know, here's the deal. Here's what you've got to say.
Yeah.
Mr. Prospect, I've done a lot of work on this, a lot of research. There's three things. I'm going to give you the executive summary version.
Like that. It's good.
Number one, you're very much underinsured on your property.
Yep.
Number two, you are very much underinsured on business interruption. And number three, you're getting one hell of a rate.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
So let's talk about those three things. And at the end, we can decide if the hell of a rate is still okay for you. Because if it is, you should probably just stay with the current supplier.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So you got there quicker. It took me a while. But you're right. Putting it all in a as you call it, fiercely objective context
yeah.
breaks all that crap, and he now looks like the trusted advisor that his current agent should have been but wasn't.
Clearly not. Yeah. Clearly not. Yes, very, very good. Very good. So if I'm listening and I'm learning from this, what I'm learning is, you keep objectivity through the thing as you're looking at a set of data points, and you're not getting too bought in to any of the judgmental or non-objective things, meaning one non-objective thing is my price is too high because it's $95,000 over 60. Well, that's for them to decide. That's not for you to decide.
That's right.
And we don't want to make the decision for the client. In this case, this guy almost made the decision for the client.
He
right?
did.
Almost.
Because when I got
there,
he was saying, you know, I don't know if I even want to quote this.
Wow.
I think I'll start looking for next year. So he's going to go in and do a dog and pony show for next year. I'm saying, wait, whoa. Because we don't know if he's happy.
That's right.
If I were him and I found out that my current insurance agent, whatever, or my current supplier, forget about the fact it's an insurance agent, my current supplier had missed things and did a crappy job of diagnosing my problem, I'd be pissed.
Hell yeah, you would. Yep.
I'd be mad.
Throw your glasses at him.
I would, just like you do. Okay, anything else on that?
That's good. No,
that's
I like good. That. It's very,
all right,
very nice.
Good. Make sure you write us at AskBillAndBrian.com for you iPhone folks. We do have the iPhone app now available, and we're going to be videotaping a lot of these things. Also give the iPhone people some extras. And it's $5.99, I think, for the app. In fact, I was just talking to the guy that did our app for us. There's going to be a BlackBerry and another, I can't remember what the other one is, next year. So for those of you that don't have iPhones, there'll be some relief in sight.
Beautiful.
All right. Good talking with you.
Cheers.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast, presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes.